Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, darling. Welcome, 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 as the team would say.
We're going to release our story tonight. This is exciting.
Oh, man, are we ever. Tonight's topic, of course, releasing your story. And as I wrote, the team is very excited about doing tonight's show, and we'll talk in a minute about the attachments that were included, because they were, hopefully you've all had a chance to read them. I know they were lengthy, but so worth the read. Tonight's show dedication, again, continuing with loving assistance for the financial markets without interfering with the higher purpose of shifting control from the few to the many. And as you know, that didn't come from me. You can tell by the way that the language was put together. As I'm typing, they're coming in and putting words in, and, you know, I'm more than schizophrenic. I don't know. I am definitely multiple personality disorder.
Not disorder. Higher order.
Higher order. Okay, very good. I'll go with that one.
We'll call them MPHO distress.
Okay, got it. I have to share this adorable email. It's quick. But I'm doing this in honor of Eliani and those that work with the animals. You know, they encourage a lot of people who, you know, talk during their sessions about problems with their animals and about asking for assistance. And certainly we've had many wonderful stories, but this one really tickled me. I have some awesome news to share. I was taking my dog. This man had asked his dog had this huge growth on his eye, big dog. And anyway, I was taking my dog out for his walk after work when I started cleaning out his eye, and all of a sudden the whole growth just popped off and disappeared. I kid you not.
Oh my!
There was a lot of blood in his eye, so I cleaned it out, and he is as good as new. There's a little tiny piece of skin left, and that's it. So not only is he a very happy boy, he saved me $1,000 because he was scheduled for surgery on November 27th.
You Day cleaned his eye out?
Huh?
You cleaned his eye out?
No. He cleaned the eye out after, you know, this growth just literally popped out and disappeared. It just, we've had these situations happen before. This is why I'm sharing the email, because it's just so amazing. When they do stuff like this with the animals, it's, we had one lady, I don't know if I've ever told this story, probably a long time ago on the air. This was the mother of one of our clients, and she was going in for surgery. She was like 84, and they had found cancer in her ovaries. And, maybe it was her uterus, I don't remember, but they were large tumors. While the doctors were operating, the cancer was disappearing and melting right out of the tumors before their eyes. So these kinds of things do happen, and when they do, I have to share them because it's so exciting.
Wonderful news.
Yeah, and he said, please thank the healer you sent his information to for us. And he also stated here that he did a sweat lodge ceremony just before, the Saturday before. Maybe that helped as well. Anyway, I just thought it was wonderful, and congratulations to he and his wonderful dog. But I do love the team, and I love those. There's a separate team that works with the animals that are just, they're so loving, and I do appreciate it. And I have to say, we can't help all animals because sometimes their contracts are different. But,
people too, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And, so it's always, it makes it very satisfying and rewarding for me when that kind of stuff happens. So, okay, and a note, we've been talking about an intensive or a conference, whatever you want to call it, forever, forever, forever. Our planning stages right now are for January 23rd, 24th, 25th, which is the week before the Super Bowl. It's really going to be important for people who are planning to come to email and let me know ahead of time, because planning this event is very difficult. I really have no clue this time how many people will come. The last conference I did was in 2005, and so I really have no idea. But it's pretty bad when your clients are taking the ball and running with it. And I had two of them call the other day and said, you know, look, we're going to get this thing going. And I guess they got tired of waiting for me.
You don't need a PR person. You don't need an organizer.
Well, what's really wonderful, and you know, the team has been pushing me as well, and I guess when they can't get to me, they'll just use anybody. Not to demean or diminish anything anybody's done, but they will push through others. And, I mean, I thought the whole thing was very humorous. Very humorous. At any rate, it's you know, if you guys can send emails, I will be sending out an announcement either this weekend or next week, and because I'm going to have to let them know really right away on the room, pretty much. Very excited. I know the team's real push is to bring everybody together, and you know, and other people are feeling this sensing of needing to come together with like souls, that, you know, we have a lot ahead of us right now on the planet, and it's going to be really important to be able to pool our energies together. And I know that everybody's going to know everybody. You know, that part I don't have to worry about. That's a given. The challenge that were attached to the announcement, the one, Veronica, you and I were talking about it, and you really enjoyed it, was the one from Jesus Yeshua, channeled by Pamela Cribby. I'm not sure on how to pronounce her name. But it was absolutely brilliant, and, of course, about the masculine and feminine. And you had some interesting comments on it as well, Veronica.
I don't know what they were.
I know, isn't it wonderful? Our mind is like, just like...
I do know this, that it seems like with all, even the economic stuff, the polarities are really sort of being illuminated and almost electrified before our very eyes. And that kind of the male structure, the male corporate structure, whatever, all of it just seems to be... It's kind of like they're talking about here, but it's really, you know, like a neon light in a big way right now.
Well, it is, and what's interesting is that in the article, for those that didn't read it, or in the channeling...
It's really worthy of a read, even though...
Oh, boy, is it ever. It really, the whole thing about the progression of at one time... You know, the feminine dominated the masculine, and then we went into the period where the masculine dominated the feminine. And now, of course, coming back out of that, where women have, you know, are now saying no, they're not willing to be victims anymore, and they're taking their power back, not to dominate again, but to come back into this beautiful dance and this recognition of our oneness, that, you know, this is really... that we are a part of one another and a beautiful meshing together, that we need both and that we've been both.
And it strikes me as we work on authenticity, you know, our personal individuated authenticity, the coming together has a different dance, doesn't it?
It has a totally different dance. Instead of it being a neediness, you know, I need someone to take care of me, I need someone for this, it is coming together on a totally different level and frequency of celebration and beauty, recognizing what we each bring into the union, and that coming together, celebrating that in such a beautiful way to where it amplifies for both parties. And while recognizing that we've all had lifetimes as men and we've all had lifetimes as women. And you know, it just, to me, it was so beautifully, you know, I hope you all have a chance to read it. And the team has promised they're going to tie this all together, so I'll take their word for it.
Well, if it's about our stories, we do include the masculine and feminine. So
oh, all the time.
I'm going to get my mustache waxed later.
That's very funny. Oh, you mean those other eyebrows?
Yeah. Don't get lippy with me.
And I want to talk about the way that tonight's show came together, because it was so... Well, wait a minute. Before we do that, let's go back to the second channeling, because that's really important also. The second channeling was from Matthew, and it dealt with the ship. And I just thought that it was wonderfully done. And, you know, for you, Veronica, you know, I thought it was interesting in Matthew's channeling is that the ship was there. The only thing that was happening was the uncloaking of the ship, and that the timing of it, you know, which I kind of have felt all along, was not appropriate. And, you know, sometimes when Matthew channels through, some of the stuff is a little polarized, light, dark, you know, which is not really what I prefer to bring through personally. But I thought some of the points were really well done. You know, Matthew does say that it will happen eventually. Whether it does or not, you know, again, I had some difficulty with the fact that it polarized people so dramatically, where people had to blame others over this. And you know, that's just a shame. Because if there's anything... any message that sends is that we're not ready. You know, there the kids are in their playpen throwing their toys again. Also in that channeling, which is also quite long, by the way, that's like 9 pages, Matthew does go into a lot of stuff that's going on in it. He brought up a wonderful point, which was the fact that we are not going to experience this dramatic one-day shift in 2012, and that's only because we have been unable to put it into the collective, the imprint of it, and I think this piece is very important. We've been unable to put the imprint into the collective that it could happen that way, and because people are still struggling with how is it going to happen, that imprint is not there, and because it's not there, it will have to happen over time. And I thought that was a really interesting comment. And because we're still dealing with our belief systems as a race. And, you know, again, this goes back to what we're here to do and how important using our magic is, how important, because for us individually, we can experience this probably in a much more dramatic fashion if we continue to work with our own magic. Where people have a hard time with our linear thought process is making sense of that. And as humans, when we tend to get challenged when it doesn't make sense, we either discount it or we get befuddled over it. Would you agree, Veronica?
Yeah. I think that I really understand it at a certain level, and all of a sudden I go, I don't have a clue.
Right.
And I think a lot of us are a bit like that. Like, what does it really mean in this moment now?
Well, you know, Matthew goes on to say how much the ETs will be helping our star family. How much they will be helping, you know, with things after 2012. And, you know, I'm not going to say that they're going to be here at 2012 or they're going to make themselves fully known and interacting, because again, as we're looking right now at the current status of humanity, unless they do a very accelerated interaction, humanity is really not showing that it's truly ready at this point. I would say that there would have to be a very dramatic event, and maybe that's part of the reason for the plan of this, in order to start cracking the egg. But with the amount of stress and fear that people are experiencing over the economy and other things right now, I just don't know that they could handle it. So it will be interesting to see how it unfolds. The team is usually pretty tight-lipped about this stuff. So let's talk about tonight's show, because it really is. The way this came about was actually this week. And we had a dear, you know, and I try not to use people's names without permission. We have a dear client who is just a wondrous soul, wondrous, wondrous soul, who lives in the kind of in the middle of nowhere to me. And
Las Vegas?
No. Very funny, Veronica. Oh, you're good. You must have had your greens, honey. Yeah, right. But I've always been impressed with the clarity of her soul. And one of her intentions was to let go of her story. And she said when she was writing her intentions that this just dropped in, which often happens to people when they write their intentions for a session. We always ask that they have written intentions. And the purpose for that is to allow your higher self to come through with intentions you may not realize that you really have. And it's also a form of permission, and it's helping you focus and, you know, putting co-creative energy into your experience. But the session unfolded, and it was one of the most extraordinary sessions, and it was amazing, because not only was she wanting to let go of her story for this lifetime, but for all lifetimes, including her cosmic lifetime, which to me was the ultimate, to reach that level, to say, I am in a relationship with my ego that's clean and clear enough that I can let go of all identities and all the stories that come with it, that I don't need to identify with anything. And I saw that as the ultimate, and what was so beautiful. Unfortunately, I don't remember the session. I only remember the feeling of it. And also, it was as though there was this great congratulations of saying, congratulations, you have now officially moved to the next level. You have stepped out of the game. And not just the little game, the big game. So I found it to be really quite an amazing experience. And, you know, again, with the sessions, because we're working through a multitude of lifetimes now, we're working through doing so much in cosmic lifetimes with the power retrievals. I mean, it's not like, you know, there's any specific intention for that. It's just happening. And in that process, it's like watching this amazing unfoldment. I don't know how we got permission to do it or how it came about. I just see it happening. And people are experiencing it for themselves. And it's just, it's really, it's astounding. When I look at the implications of what's happening, those implications are really big. And I know Veronica, your partner Bob, is working on something that has to do with a cosmic lifetime. And the unraveling of that, watching as the unraveling of that just kind of spreads out across all lifetimes for him. It's amazing.
Impacting his daily life as well.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. He mentions it fairly often, actually.
Beautiful. Beautiful. This is such an exciting time to be alive right now, and we are so blessed to be participating at this level. Some days I just look around and go, freaking wow. As only I can say it. I'll make a comment here. One time I was talking with Bashar, and just to kind of give you an indication, I was talking with Bashar about owning a particular lifetime on this planet and how powerful it was, and, you know, really allowing myself to embrace that. And he made a comment, and he said, well, it's not going to be on 60 Minutes, so you can take a breath. And he's so funny. And at the same time, he stated, don't get too caught up in it because it's so small in comparison to all your lifetimes in the cosmos or the bigger scheme of things. And that kind of set me back on my heels. This is back in, 94, probably. And as I tried to take that in and expand my awareness beyond the importance of just earthly lifetimes, it was like kind of a big quantum shift that I felt at that moment, you know, because if you go back 14 years ago, while we were all pretty much involved in earthly lifetimes, you know, the cosmos was out there, but it wasn't really the majority of our focus. But, you know, as that came to my mind, I really saw her intention as an exalted request. To be willing to let go of all identification and to be part of the one with no ego and no history. If you think about it, Ronnie, I mean, I don't know that I'm willing to let go of all identification. Are you?
I think I am, but I don't think, you know, I don't know. I'm not able to do it, so.
Well,
it's a great idea.
I think it would be fabulous, and I mean, that to me would be the ultimate, but it isn't something that is an intention that I would have come up with, personally. That's why I really credit her, because it's like really biting off a big chunk. I mean, I remember one time I was doing a process that was given to me to change the our life contract. And I remember I was leading everyone else through this process, which was very sacred. I mean, it was really, I mean, I actually wore white. You know, anybody that knows me, I'm usually in black. And it was a very sacred process. And when I got to my contract, you know, and we were in the Akashic Records, when I got to my contract and I went to change the date of my death, and what the date I wanted to put in, I literally could not write. I couldn't write it. I wrote a different date. And I later found out, had I written the other date in, I would have died.
Oh, my gosh.
Because writing just the date in that I did write, damn near killed me. Well, it did kill me.
So you were trying to write in the date at which you were at the time?
I was going to change the date of death, and I was going out further than I possibly could have gone at that time.
Hmm.
And so it was changed. In other words, as I'm trying to write that date, I literally could not move my hand to that date. It automatically wrote a different date.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, I mean, within hours, I went into a process where my body just went into a complete shift, and it was so life-changing. It was so dramatic. And, I mean, you know, I would say I'm still in it. And in order to change my life contract, and, of course, I extended it out pretty far. So, you know, making an intention like that can be very big, really big, and set up a whole change that is beyond anything you can imagine, right? You know, I think that was how overwhelmed I was by this particular session, is realizing the implications and how big they were of what she did. So I thought it was really important to share this tonight, and but I also see where it's actually where we are going, if we're able to get there, and shed the ego to that level. Anyway, I'm going to go into channel. I'm losing my voice, so.
Have you been doing opera again?
Huh? Oh, yes, that's me,
opera?
Singing around the house, opera. no, I've been talking nonstop since, I don't know, very early this morning. Which didn't surprise you at all.
No. I have some of that same trait myself.
Actually, I know you to be a darling, chatty person. Which I think is quite lovely.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we are here.
Hello, welcome.
Oh, thank you. We had to move the channel over and tell her she could relax. All right, so what a wonderful subject tonight. Now, this is one that you're all going to think about. We don't know that you're all going to act on it, but you'll definitely think about it. And that's all we want you to do, is to play with this. Now, we've had a variety of subjects of late, opening different doors, letting you look through and play around a little bit, come back out at the end of the show and decide how much of it you want to incorporate in your life. We never tell you, you must do this or you must do that. We will gently suggest, we might prod a bit, but we're not going to tell you you have to. That's not our job. The reason we suggest these things is because we love you so much, and we love the earth. And we know what your higher intentions are. We know that all of you right now are caught up in this very dramatic time on your planet. And it is dramatic. It's a struggle for some. We recognize that. We would not diminish that there are people that are really struggling with these times financially. Emotionally. And so for some of you, you may say, well, what the hell would I want to give up my story? I'm having a hard enough time just surviving what's going on right now. But by giving up your story, even setting the intent to do so sets up a chain reaction, sets things in motion. And the word goes out very quickly. They're willing to give up their story. Now with that comes their better thans and their less thans, their victimhood, their martyr. Their specialness. But what do they gain? Their true oneness with God, God is all that is. Their absolute oneness. Now, we will say this to you. Many of you have heard what you would call a group consciousness song channeled through. And you will never hear them talk about their feats, their wins, their losses. It has no importance to them. They have reached a level where they have all given up individual identity to come together. Now, not totally, don't misunderstand this. They have come together as one. One in intention, one in purpose, to serve, to grow in their own unique way. Now, for you as humans, it's very difficult to even perceive such a thing. Well, why would I want to do that? What would be the benefit? You really can't perceive it from where you are now. We would say that it would be almost impossible to perceive and understand it. Now, many of you are aware of the of Lazarus. And Lazarus is a group consciousness. And Lazarus has said themselves that if they were to become human, there would be thousands of people. But Lazarus never became human, nor humanoid, nor any of those things. From the moment of breaking off as a spark, they came together and decided to grow in a totally different way. Now, are they any less? Oh, we would say absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, we're not asking any of you to decide today to become a group consciousness. That's not our intent here. But we would like you to think about the ramifications of giving up your story and your identification and what that would mean. You see, there are those that recognize that their home is with what they call Source, Central Sun,
We've counted them. And they have a memory, a soul memory, of being part of that. But that is home for them. That place of oneness. For others of you, that might sound boring as hell. And that's all right, too. But the struggles the lifetimes of great wealth and importance, the lifetimes of great struggle and strife, although colorful, full of learning, you've incorporated that growth into the soul. Now, are all those lifetimes happening right now? Yes. Technically, yes, they are. So what happens if you let go of your identification with them? Do they disappear? Well, no, not really. No, they don't. Do you rise above them? Well, in a way, yes. You know, when you left elementary school, you were done. And all you looked forward to was going to junior high. During that summer, why, that's all you thought about. I'm going to junior high. I'm going to be... And you didn't really think about it after that. Oh, elementary school, that. And then you went through junior high and you graduated and, oh boy, that summer I'm going to high school. That's all you thought about. Now you didn't get into high school and reminisce about junior high school, but that's back then. That was so yesterday. There will come a time. There will come a time when you will be able to step out of all the stories. Everywhere and everywhen. Now, it's not going to make you, more because you do better than, here we go with the same identification. That didn't help at all. We would like you to play with it, though. And think about what it means to you. What happens to your ego when you hear letting go of your story? Well, you mean I can do that? You see, all of you have stories that you're not proud of. All of you have stories that, or you have tucked away in your repertoire of things you've done. I remember when I was. Or I did. Would you be any less without them? Oh, no. Would you be any more without them? Well, that then becomes relative. More expanded. Because you're no longer dealing within the limitations of what was. You're no longer anchored into what you perceive as your past. Think about the freedom that that would give you. Now, the channel mentioned earlier about the fact that during these sessions, But yes, you are working on cosmic lifetimes. And if you're healing them, just like you're healing your own past in this lifetime, in other human lifetimes, would they have not then served the purpose? And wouldn't you be able to make a choice? Now, perhaps there are lifetimes that you don't want to let go of. Very high-level lifetimes that you were very happy in. We're not saying that you have to give up anything. That's not our point here. But you see, just like the channeling from Jesus or Yeshua, of coming together on an entirely different level than you ever have, male and female, masculine and feminine, to create something new, more beautiful than you've ever known. You see, they're all part and parcel of one another. When you let go of your stories, you're free to create an expanded concept, completely expanded, not fettered by your past, not weighted by your past, whether your past was on Sirius or Arcturus or Andromeda or the Pleiades or High Priestess in Egypt or so many times you meet someone and, oh, male or female, oh, we were together in such and such and we were so fabulous and therefore this lifetime should be. It could be the influences are there, certainly. It brings a resonance, a tone, a color to the relationship. Allow it to be just that. You see, so many people are looking for the past lifetimes. Well, I was so-and-so and so-and-so. Some people still identify with all their past lifetimes. Their claim to fame, but it's also their limiter. It locks them in, because not only did they get to claim the good, but everything else that comes with it. That's the piece they don't realize. The struggle, the sacrifice, the things you don't necessarily read about, some you do. You're moving beyond all of it. That's the goal, ultimately. To a point of neutrality, to a point of unconditional love, to a point of oneness, where it won't have any weight for you, for your ego, for your desperate search to feel special. And we do understand, dear ones, how much you've needed to feel a sense of value. Life on Earth has been difficult. We understand. The suppression and the repression, the distortions, the manipulations, the guilt, stripping away, stripping away, stripping away at who you are. But now, you have the opportunity to walk up to the blackboard and erase it. And all that matters is what you're creating right now. All of your energy right now. Now, could you still call in some of those very powerful lifetimes to assist you? Of course you could. They exist in time and space, yes. So, Veronica, what do you think?
When I think about it, I think that it's almost like we can stand on our tippy toes and fly into a more creative reality rather than be stuck in the sludge of what was.
That's exactly right. Very good. Excellent synopsis. Excellent synopsis.
Thank you.
Now for you, your particular lifetime, we don't need to, unless you choose to. We don't want to pressure you. If you were able to give up all that's happened to you in this lifetime, how much freedom would you have?
I think an awful lot. I feel like, and I'm not the only one who does this, but regularly I go back into some memory that just pulls me into, you know, some focus. I'm conscious of it, but I just don't like it to have to happen.
All right, you need to speak up, dear one. Your volume is very low.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just being pulled into memory all the time and having reactions with certain people, I think all that would be gone. I'd love to be free from that.
And do you believe that you could make that choice?
I do, actually. I just haven't done it yet. Or being able to quite.
Well, have you thought, again, you see, this is the piece that's so amazing. You see, by setting the intention, what do you think would happen right now, as powerful as the energies are?
Well, let's do it and see.
And likewise, giving up all of the stories of all the relationships that you've had in marriage, whatever. By making that choice, you set into motion the opportunity to amplify that which you experience with Robert at a higher frequency, without bleeding onto or projecting onto in any way from the past. Do you feel that that would create a different kind of relationship than you have now?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Thinking
about it. Yes, it'd be quite different in certain ways.
Yes. Now we can feel the channel over here clapping and shouting, which she can't talk, so. She'd like to be on the other side of this so she could volunteer some things as well in her own life, but yes.
I'd love to give that a chance to have a really brand new slate together and have it be very, very creative.
And what we're saying to you is that by setting that intention, truly setting that intention, making that a part of your focus. Now, the ego is going to scream, we want you to get this one. The negative ego, we want you to think about this, that the negative ego will lose all hold if you give up your story. Now, we're not just singling you out, Veronica. We're talking about everybody. We're just talking with you because you're here. You understand. And we love you.
I don't mind. I'm enjoying it.
All right. So think about what would happen to the negative ego. where would it hold on? Do you understand what we're saying?
Yes, and I'm still running through to see, is there not another way in which it's associated with our soul journey that is beyond our story?
Say it again.
Isn't there another way that I don't know this, I'm just wondering if the negative ego also has a relationship to our soul besides our story? Or is the soul the story?
The negative ego has no relationship to the soul. We'll make that very clear for you.
Okay.
The soul has absolutely none. We'll change that. The soul has no relationship with the negative ego.
Okay, perfect. So we wouldn't have anything to do with the negative ego at all.
How could it attach? How could it attack? You see? Oh, it would try. There would be opportunities. Don't underestimate it. But without your story, you see? For all of you who've had relationships, and we're getting back to the masculine and feminine, if you were willing to give up your stories about your marriages and your lost loves and your betrayals, and your devastations, and your broken hearts, you would have the opportunity to come to a relationship clean, one, two, to attract a relationship unlike anything you'd ever known. Because the distortions wouldn't be there. It's like trying to see someone with three pairs of sunglasses on. It's really difficult to see who they are. That's your past. Now, you take all those glasses off, and you can see them. And you might be surprised to say, gee, you were really ugly when I had all those glasses on, but now that I have them off, well, you're lovely looking. Now, hopefully you wouldn't call someone ugly, but you understand what we're saying.
As if you've left the negative ego aside yet.
Right.
We're going to have to release this show, even though we're not, we haven't had the dispensation yet to clear our stories.
Well,
next week.
We will see what comes next week. How much time do we have, Veronica?
About 2 minutes.
All right, wonderful. Now you have a show coming up?
Yes, I do. I have Swami Beyond Ananda next week on Paradigm Shifters. He's pretty funny. It's just before the election, so I think it could be.
Oh, he's a wonderful being, and we're certain it'll be a fabulous show. And your time for the show, dear?
It's 4 o'clock for Radiance by Design, a call-in show, and 5 o'clock for Paradigm Shifters with Swami Beyond Ananda.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And that's Tuesday.
Tuesday on BBS, correct?
Yes.
All right. And for those of you who want to contact the channel, the website, of course, ethealing.com. We will be back next Thursday, expanding, perhaps going into other arenas, perhaps revisiting this a little. Perhaps. And Veronica, we know that you're talking about a dispensation, but this one is pretty big, dear. This is one that we would be very careful with doing for people who are really not ready. We recommend that you do some processing, all of you. If it's something that you want to do, start setting your intentions. Please remember to call in the team, to ask for assistance, to identify, transmute, and change your subconscious and unconscious beliefs. We're working very diligently at this level. The next level, of course, letting go of your stories. We love you all very much. We ask you to call us in tonight. We are happy to work with each and every one of you. We send you all our total, complete, unconditional love. And to you as well, our dear Veronica.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to be with you.
Until we speak with all of you again, namaste, dear one.
Namaste. Go here.
Are we still on?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good.
Welcome back.
Okay. Time?
We have about a minute, less than a minute.
Okay. A piece of Veronica and I are in each and every one of you, and a piece of each and every one of you are in us. We really are all one. We love you all so much. We thank you for tuning in and for listening to the archives instead, if that's what you do. Thank you so much. Remember to be the magicians you are. We're all working together here. We have a lot ahead of us. I love you, Ronnie.
Love you too, Jackie. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. We love you. Good night.
Good night.